It's Thursday, the 20th of November. Grey skies again. But at least it's mild and calm and dry. Actually, very calm. Slept soundly last night. I'm feeling good this morning, although I kind of feel a bit doughy between the ears this morning. Not fully compos mentis. Well, I know that's normally applied to being of sound mind, but I'm sure that it can apply to me this morning. Some part of that, anyway. Compos part of the mentis. Yes, feeling a bit doughy between the ears. It is a lovely morning, you know, it's strange. The more I stand here, the more I appreciate just how nice it is, even though it's totally grey. It would be a lovely morning to be walking through parks and forest trails. Ah, actually, oh, it triggered the smell of Scotch pine there. Oh. We have a park of sorts up in the hills called Bee Craigs. Bee Craigs Park is mostly forested with walks and trails in a wee loch, and when you walk through there, it's the scent, the smells of pine and fir trees. Takes me back to when we had an open coal fire in our last home, and it fired the central heating as well. So it was a big coal fire. I used to supplement the coal with logs, and if you were fortunate enough to get a forest clearance and go up and get permission to pick up the debris and the smell that would be through the house, especially off the Scots pine. Oh, my goodness. Now we have to buy air fresheners, plug them in. That's absolutely true, by the way. My wife loves the cinnamon, you know, the Christmassy smell. Throughout the year, she loves that. The cinnamon and something, I don't know, apple and cinnamon. But she's just managed to get a source for the Christmas tree smell, if you like. And so it's permeating through the highways and byways of her home. And it's lovely, it's beautiful. if we'd had that real fire, we could have the real smell. Well, not burning Christmas trees, but you know what I mean. I just wonder how we take some of our senses for granted. You know, well, I know I take my sight for granted, and my hearing. And we abuse them. We do. We abuse our ears by playing loud music or sticking earbuds or earphones over them and blasting ourselves with all manner of things. In our eyes, we stare too long at digital screens and televisions. But we don't really damage our smells, do we? Our sense of smell, do we? Do we damage it? Not in a normal day, I wouldn't think. I can't think of abusing my sense of smell. But it's another sense that, to me, is just, is there, it's taken for granted. And I suppose it is fortunate that it's pretty much difficult, unless you're laying tar on the roads every day of your life. That can do it. But no, normally you can't abuse your sense of smell. What's the other senses? Touch. Well, that's an obvious one, isn't it? No, stick with smell. I don't want to diverse too much. But when you think about all our beautiful senses of smell that we've got, newborn babies. Why do they smell so nice? Open fires, log fires, trees. Now I've triggered that smoke sensation again. I'm still convinced there's someone up the road got a wee coal fire the light every morning. I'm convinced. I'm going to have to walk up that road one morning and have a look. But either way, I don't really care. It's either, is the creeper psychosomatic? No, probably not, but am I triggering that smell myself? And does it matter? No, because it's a very pleasant smell. Imagine a world without smell. You know that if you have no sense of smell, you also lose virtually every part of your taste, that other sensation, or sense as we say. I didn't know that before, but it was explained to me how it all works. So if you lost your sense of smell, you'll lose pretty much all your sense of taste as well. Why? Why? Glad I've still got my sight. I'm more than glad. Absolutely, that's a kind of understatement. But I'm glad I've still got my senses. Well, my... the senses I was issued with at this moment in time. sight and hearing.